Hello, people. Hey, it's Connect the Dots. What do you say? It's time to connect the dots. Did you hear that?
Fox in mode.
What kind of a mode is that?
Somebody who doesn't speak English would say oxen mode when it actually means auxiliary. Auxiliary mode. Well, let me tell you, things are changing faster than you think. All I got to say is if you want a glimpse at what the future has, you need to get on Twitter and just view the picture of light technologies, frequency healing machines that someone has put together out in Arizona. And you would find that by going on Twitter, looking up someone called the Awakened Veteran 22, the Awakened Veteran 22, at Frequency Revolution, but it's FREQ Revolution, at FREQ, capital R, small EVOLUTION. So, you want to go there after and just view the picture from June 23rd, where it shows six of these light healing devices. Looks like they have glass tubes for plasma energy, probably, and tuning forks, combination of that. And the six machines are placed around the person in the center in the form of focal points of a hexagon. So you got six machines marking the vertex points of a hexagon, and the patient lays in the middle. You know, these are the new type of devices that people are creating themselves. You know, eventually we'll get the med beds, but it's a good thing that people are being creative on their own, and we're not going to wait for the med beds. We're going to create our frequency machines ourselves, and you got to check this one picture out. I'm serious. Write it down now. The Awakened Veteran 22. At FREQ Revolution, REVOLUTION, and check out that picture. You see, this is where the future of healing is going, whether you like it or not, whether we shouldn't like it, because it's all good stuff for us. And other people are posting. This one person, individual on Twitter, posts pictures of light diffusing through the air. And it's really getting more intense. And there's so many helpful hints and gorgeous pictures being posted about the upcoming future when we... all the vibrations increase. It's called the event is that one day, special day, when the energies are going to saturate us. Meanwhile, we need to focus on what's coming up in August. Three special global meditations to open portals. Yeah, so more portals, opening portals, more portals to planet Earth so more light can get in it. You know, the darkness will disappear when we finally have enough light shining into the planet. And, of course, we've been deprived of that light by the electronic fence that used to be up has been taken down. So they say, who am I to say whether it has or hasn't, you know? But I hear about it, and I'm casting info along. So check that out. Again, Twitter is a great place to be getting all updated knowledge. We love mass meditation. That's it. Go on Twitter at We Love Mass Meditation, and they'll give you plenty of info on that. But, of course, you can get that from the portal, too, about the upcoming mass meditation. And it's important. If you're listening to me, it's important to participate in these events. The more participation by regular people like us, the stronger the life force becomes reaching the earth. And the closer we get to the event, which will be the metamorphosis of humanity. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show on BBS Internet Radio. I like to call it Radio Free America. It's a live talk show here. You can call in if you have a telephone. Yeah, the number is 888-627-6008. That's for the number for Canada and the U.S., a toll-free number. How about that? Well, most phone numbers are free anyhow, but if you wanted to call from another country, you can do that too. You just have to call in the prefix and then call the 323 number. And that info will be at BBS Radio. Look them up on the internet. You know, some of you are listening to the show from that site. Who knows? But, yeah, there's a way to call in from other countries, too. Of course, you got to do the area code prefix and then dial the regular 323 number. And that number is on the BBS Internet Radio Network. Believe it or not, I don't have it in front of me. But, here it is. 323-744-4831 to call in from another country outside of the United States and Canada. And, of course, you've got to do the prefix dialing before you dial in that number, 323-744-4831. Hey, and, of course, if you're in America, where I am, New York City, just dial the toll-free number, 888-627-6008. How about that? Share some knowledge. That's what this show is about, sharing knowledge. And we all have little bits and pieces to give. All of us do. Oh, yes, we do. Even you. Yeah, even you. Probably has some knowledge to share. And, if you have a real funny joke, call it, you can tell a real funny joke. Take your chances at being funny. But it's more important to talk about the serious things. You know, like that last bill passed by the U.S. Congress, there's a lot of good things in there, believe it or not. Of course, you know, cabal-controlled media just wants to talk about, something bad they could find in it. You know, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Those are words of wisdom from the late Ricky Nelson. Yeah, a childhood superstar from the TV show Ozzie and Harriet back in the 1950s and early 60s. And it turns out, for you, those of you who are not familiar with Rick Nelson or Ricky Nelson, at the end of the 20th century, he was the second most popular American idol, just behind Elvis Presley. You know, Elvis Presley, you know, gained that notoriety, king of rock and roll and all that. But right behind him was Ricky Nelson. And if you know the story about Ricky Nelson and all the great records he had, you know, had a little help because his parents had the TV show and he'd get to sing a song every week, was the true story. He was going out with a girl who, back in those days, Elvis was the most popular male on the face of the earth. And most American girls said, they'll head over heels for Elvis Presley, yeah. And he was going out with this girl, and she was an Elvis Presley fan, and he said to her, anybody can do what Elvis is doing. And so because his mother and father had a TV show that he appeared on as a young kid, he asked his dad, I'd like to impress this girl because I told her anybody can do what Elvis is doing and sing just as good as he can. And so his father said, okay, next week you can do a live song on the show. Well, it was such a success. 1 million copies were sold overnight by Rick Nelson. That's how popular he became overnight. And then he had a string of hits, you know, just like any other superstar did. And then, of course, if you're familiar with the story of Rick Nelson, once the Beatles came around, just like everyone else in America, got put on the back burner because the British invasion, everybody wanted to hear Beatle music and other British groups that were introducing the new rock and roll sound. So he was, you know, he wasn't up there with the hits anymore, just like all the American artists. Even Elvis didn't have any hits for quite a while. So come 1972, he decides, actually it wasn't 72, it was probably 71. He had did an oldie show, a revival show at Madison Square Garden, the most famous arena, indoor arena in New York City. It was an oldie show. And he wasn't looking like the original Ricky Nelson. He had long hair like everybody else around that time had, because those Beatle haircuts took, and everybody had them. If you were in the music business, you had the long hair. And when he came out on stage and looked like a long-haired person, people booed him. They wanted him to look like the old Ricky Nelson from the 1950s and 60s. With a regular haircut, you know. Actually, he was wearing suits before the Beatles came around to wearing suits. That's how much of an icon Ricky Nelson was on his TV show. He was wearing suits most of his performances. And his band was a forerunner of what the Beatles became. Because, of course, they had three lead singers, or we consider them four. And so, in a way, he was ahead of his time. So when he got booed off the stage at Madison Square Garden because the people didn't like the way he looked, and he stupidly decided to play a Rolling Stones song, which God only knows what made him do something stupid like that, when he had all his hits, you know, about 20 top hit chart, 20 songs that made it into the top 10 or something like that. you know, a very popular person. Why he decided to play a Rolling Stones song? That was the that's what really got the crowd angry. What are you doing playing a Rolling Stones song? We want to hear your songs. So they booed him off stage. I mean, that's a big letdown, you know, to get booed off stage at Madison Square Garden. So he did a comeback, made a new album, and the hit song on the new album was called Garden Party. This is the first song he really ever wrote, and it became a number one hit in America in 1972. And it had a very philosophical line to it. You can't please everyone, so you gotta please yourself. And a bit of philosophy from the great Ricky Nelson. Unfortunately, he died in a plane crash like other rock and roll heroes had died in the past. But he's worth looking up because he was that much of a hit. And if you watch the weekly videos of him and his band, you know, four-piece band, and they had guitar solos in them, kind of the format that the Beatles were doing, except nobody ever kind of caught on to that. That they were more like a Ricky Nelson band than poor Elvis Presley, as was mentioned at a press conference. They made a big joke of that, but so much for rock and roll history. Hey, this is Golden Radio Show. Call about MedBeds, call about the Galactic Confederation. Can anybody tell me? Is the Galactic Confederation the same as the Galactic Federation? They're both out there now claiming to be the ones. I favor the Galactic Confederation the most. So the ones who have the portal, say, on the internet. 2012 portal.blogspot.com. In fact, that's your best place to go to find about the August Global Meditations. Hey, this is a Colton Radio Show. The number here is 888-627-6008. So I think it's August 4th. Maybe it's, you can check it out yourself. But I can't get the first date now. The other one is the 12th to the 18th, and the last one is on the 21st. Most people don't realize that, according to the fifth apocryphal revelation, the famous Jesus of Nazareth was born on August 21st. That's right. You won't find that in the Bible. But I'll tell you what was interesting. They got this in the New York area. They got this thing on Channel 43. Is there a caller there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Anybody home?
Whom am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Frank.
From Frank. Park, hey, New Frank. Where are you calling from?
What are you doing? Thought I'd chime in tonight. I'm from New Jersey.
I said, where are you calling from?
Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Oh, Jersey, yeah, sure. Hey, good old New Jersey. Hey,
yeah.
I did a show from New York City here, so like, you know, right down the block or something like that. What's on your mind, Frank?
I just wanted to know your thoughts on, I don't know if you've seen all the images. I've seen so many images on the last 2 weeks about the all of the alien ships taken in real time, not Photoshop, and they're all different shapes, and it's amazing. And now they're getting a little bit kind of crazy, because that's more believable than Now they're showing people gorillas, horses, all kind of animals doing like circus acts on diving boards. I mean, you got to laugh. I mean, I'm starting to like wonder about this alien intervention that was supposed to go on this year, actually. You know, we're supposed to have some kind of alien intervention and to help humanity and all that. And if that ever occurs to me now, the way I feel right now, I want your take on it. The way I feel right now, it's a bunch of baloney because they've got the technology to show you practically anything they want to show you in real time.
Yeah, I know.
You got to be skeptical. You got to be skeptical of all this stuff.
I couldn't believe the hits.
I couldn't believe all the hits.
You know, I want to believe it's all going to happen and come to a nice finality here. But, yeah, I'm skeptical, too, because I've been following this for about 7 years now, and it's just been one excuse after another why things aren't moving along fast enough, you know? It's like the boy who cried wolf almost, you know? You get tired of hearing the excuses, and, you know, so I'm a skeptic too, but I at the same time, I do participate in global mass medications that are advertised.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I mean, it can only be helpful.
Yeah.
And
No, it's on the people. It's about the people. It's we the people.
Yeah, they want us to participate and give as much as we can. And it's sad. I mean, that not that many people want to participate. Of course, they're only advertising this on places like Twitter and Facebook, I think. And on the portal site, the 2012 portal, and that's it. They don't have any because the media is controlled by the dark side. They don't have the privilege of advertising these things, which they should be advertised on your weekly news. You know, all the stations should be saying, "Hey, there's a global mass meditation. Everyone participate." But they don't. They aren't afforded that luxury. So. Unfortunately, not that many people hear about it, you know, that is happening. But right now, if you go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, they're, you know, pushing to get people interested in participating in these three major global meditations happening in August. And they correlate it with the... They pick these dates by following kind of astrology, the position of the planets and the stars, set up energy patterns, and that's why they pick these dates to do it on. And that's, I'm talking about the Galactic Confederation. And then there's also the Galactic Federation. It's another group of people supposedly here to coax us along to go with the new frequencies coming in and be willing to go along with the program as it's playing itself out. But, there's not only you, but me, and there's plenty of other people that we're all getting skeptical, too. Like, come on, you know? One thing I have a problem dealing with is the fact that they're telling us how they're going to create this new heaven on earth as soon as all the darkness gets removed, all the dark characters that are still holding key positions on the chessboard, planet Earth. And I hope they get rid of them all. And that, but then they're telling us right after that there's going to be a pole shift, you know, not maybe the next day, but within months or a couple of years, there's going to be a pole shift, and they're going to have to evacuate everyone off of Earth. And, you know, that kind of, I don't like hearing that part of it, because
Like, why would you just free planet Earth now from all the big characters, and then you're talking about we have to be lifted off the planet because there's going to be a pole shift and the oceans are going to splash around, and you'd have to be in the Himalayas to not get splashed, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I would hope that someone with that, some beings or whatever, with that kind of intelligence would have the technology to stop all of that.
That's what I was thinking, too. We have the technology to see that this doesn't happen. I mean, you just... let's move a little forward here. Yeah, you just freed the planet of all darkness. And then you're going to hit us with, oh, we got to be lifted off the planet? What kind of stupidity is that? I mean, and I'll agree, if you're so technologically advanced, why can't you stop this from happening? I mean, if we just got freed from the control by the dark side, you know, we might want to stay here. You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree with that. I have the belief, I shouldn't really do beliefs. We already have the technology that causes all of that stuff. I don't know whether people agree or not, but mankind has the technology to create tsunamis. And so that's why I'm saying, if you take out, like you say, take out the dark side or the people using good technology in the wrong way and creating all the chaos, get rid of all that, and you won't have to worry about being off-planet. You won't have to worry about global warming and all these divisive things. A lot of people still believe in that. I totally agree. You know, I think that's all created to get everybody under one roof.
I hope something happens this August with these three meditations that we see some results finally, you know, because everything for the last 7 years I've been following it, they're making all these claims about things that have been done behind the scenes that we're keeping us locked in this prison planet, but at the same time, we haven't seen any proof of anything being done. You know, we've been told, and we want to believe that they're doing these things. I mean, some of these things are fantastic they've talked about. Apparently, everyone had a tiny black hole placed in their aura called a toplet bomb, and they had to remove them from us one at a time. And it was an electronic fence that was around the whole Earth that they dismantled. And then there was the giant spider beings that had a supercomputer that could search out good vibrations and cancel them out. And giant spider beings that set themselves up in the sky over cities. I mean, all this unbelievable stuff almost. And they're getting ready to get rid of all the...
It's not provable, but it's not. No one's disproved it either, actually.
The fact of the matter is, I'm just hitting the tip of the iceberg. They said they got rid of all the physical reptilians, all the physical Dracos, but they say there's still beings disguised as humans walking around, and there's still. Dark side people, the black nobility families, are still around, and crazy people like Netanyahu in Israel, who just wants to keep the war going forever, and the people who control all the networks and stuff. That keep feeding people lies. Trying to con people again to go for more vaccines and all that bullshit. There's still a significant amount of people still making our lives miserable, you know? I mean, I wonder if that new bill from that President Trump signed, is it going to finally stop the chemtrail planes? I mean, like, come on, you know?
That's being worked on. Very good that 25 states now are taking on the geoengineering, chemtrail, all the atmospheric spraying. They have banned, a lot of states have banned that now. But yeah, see, it wasn't like that 10 years ago. So if things
I know. The first one was Tennessee, and that was only like last year, I think.
It's been just about a year. But then Georgia, there's a number of other states are bringing it to light. It's going to take some time. I don't know how much time we really have. I mean, if you go by the government documents of agendas, they had Agenda 2020, stopped that one. We did stop Agenda 2025. Now they got an Agenda 2030. So they're still planning stuff. They're still planning to go through with what they want.
I know is what I hear, because I follow that Galactic Confederation group, and they say none of those dark force plans have a chance of really manifesting at this point in time, because so much of the dark forces have been dismantled. You know, do I know? No, I don't. But that's what they're saying. We hope they're right on that. All I know is that they had, they said they've eliminated all the bad characters, the physical ones. There's some still floating around, I guess, in the etheric or astral planes. But and there's just this anomaly feature that has to be totally dismantled. But they're working on that still, too. And they seem to be afraid to make contact with people, you know. I mean, they've got an email site, and I've emailed them personally and told them, like, you know, why are you still afraid to contact us? You claiming you got rid of all the bad stuff that could have harmed us, so what's stopping you now from talking to us, regular people? And the most recent thing they have on the portal, they went back to something in when they started the portal in 2012, and then they went back to this thing where they're beginning to talk to us, and they say that they're very optimistic, and they said we're going to eventually land and go to the UN, and somebody made a comment on that. This is back in 2012, that why would you want to go to the UN when you know those are the people that wrongfully ruled the world? Why would you want to visit them, you know? I mean, sure, in a science fiction movie, yeah, the aliens want to go to the United Nations. And if you're familiar with Twilight Zone episodes, there's that famous one, to serve man. The telepathic alien lands at the UN, goes in and talks to the people and telepathically, and then leaves a book. It says to serve man, and later in the show they find out it was a cookbook, and they were offering free rides to their planet, you know. That's always in the back of my mind, because they're talking about, yeah, they got to get rid of all the bad guys finally. That's going to happen, and then they're going to start planning to take us off the planet. You know, and I think about to serve man or to, you know, this could be the biggest charade of all time. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm getting at, because, you know, right now we really don't know. We can believe.
We'll have to see how this plays out.
But there's nothing wrong with believing the good side. There's nothing wrong with believing that good things can happen. And that's why if the people come together, like in these, like, gatherings, there's not, you know, that's positive vibes. That's positive getting together as people. And that's good. There's no harm can be done with that. So.
Yeah.
You're going to go to war with another country, like what Donald Trump just pulled with Iran. I mean, that's laughable to a lot of us. That's laughable. We don't do that stuff. We don't care.
Yeah, I know. I mean, for a time when we're supposed to be, as humans, becoming better people and getting ready for Earth without negativity in it, the last thing we should do is be continuing wars. Of course, we know that these things are started by the dark side on purpose, to keep people in constant chaos, because it's easy to control people when we're locked into wars and crap like that. But, hey, just out of curiosity, you seem pretty informed. Did you ever read a book called Connect the Dots Theory?
Yeah, I did. I happen to know that you wrote it.
Well, how about that?
And there's a lot of stuff in there that goes back for a year. It goes back quite a while. You know, I enjoyed that. That was very good.
Uh-huh.
You wrote that book, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad somebody read it, you know, because I didn't make that much sales on it. But then, you know. It's not my fault. I hooked up with a company that did shit for me, you know?
I don't remember the publishing company, but yeah, they're supposed, you know, they promote, I don't know, something.
Yeah, well, I didn't like really, you know, it's the only book I ever wrote, and it was the first one, and I had no idea of what a bunch of deceivers these publishers are. And, it was like even dealing with these people, it was like a horror story, you know? And then when I found out, when the book finally came out, I found out, man, they degraded all the pictures I had given them. By digital advertising, you know, that's it. That's how they print books cheaper nowadays. They digitalize it, and they don't have to run it off the press or anything like that. And unfortunately, but the content of it, hopefully I got the message out there. What my intentions were, to basically, the book is designed to educate people a little more than the obvious, and to make what did you think of the pictures? I mean, that I real photos of
something like that is but something like those pictures are totally different than the nonsense stuff. That's why another reason why I'd like to get. I don't know if people have even seen it. I've just seen this stuff in the last like 3-4 weeks, because they're getting outrageously so out of context when they're showing, because people do know that UFOs exist. That's all it means, is an unidentified flying object. But they're actually showing in real time with cell phones, people there, and there's crowds of people saying, "Hey, what is that? Look at it!" And it's so obvious it's a spaceship that no man has ever seen, and it's in different places, all different objects. And then they go from that, which could be believable,
right?
And because it's right there, it's taken by people all over the world, and they're taking these photographs of something live, moving, humongous structures, and they're all different. And a lot of people don't even know what I'm talking about right now because they haven't seen it yet, but it's all over the internet right now. And now they go to, for entertainment purposes, and I wrote, I was, befuddled about all the comments about, whoa, wow, look at that, look at this. And I tell you can't possibly believe all this nonsense. And so I said, listen, I'll show you a whale coming out of a floor in a gymnasium. And people didn't take too kindly to that, because they're all, wow, look at this, look at that. Wow, they really trained that gorilla. They trained the horse. They trained. Really, to dive off of a diving board? Come on, people. You got to be kidding me. And so I wrote, I said, listen, I'll show you a whale coming out of a gym floor with people all around the gym and on a basketball court. A whale. Oh, really? And I showed it to him. And it's like, then there was no more comments after that. I don't get any. And to me, it's a joke.
Yeah, I know. They're doing that. That's the disinformation campaign. They want to put so many ridiculous things out there that they're going to, everybody is going to be skeptical about everything. And let's face it, with digital technology, seeing is no longer believing, because they can make anything imaginary and make it look real.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, technology has gone so far.
In fact,
we'll all probably end up with some type of problems. I don't think all of us are.
In fact, I did mention that in my book. I called it the wireless 39 ongoing conspiracies, and one of them is the digital mandatory digital broadcasting signal.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when they forced everybody to go over to a digital broadcasting network, they also made it illegal to do the analog broadcasting that was before. You know, so.
Yeah, they got to make all
everything that we see on the TV, you know, the news, the so-called news, the fake news, whatever, it all can be altered, you know, and you can't believe anything you see on the TV anymore for that, because it's all digitalized and they can make it look real and there's no way to prove it's been altered. Whereas with the analog technology of previously, you could, you know, investigate and find that pictures were altered and stuff like that. So that's a conspiracy in itself, but nobody ever talks about that. But I did list that in the book, one of the 39 ongoing conspiracies. And then there's the mass animal conspiracies that started around 2010. You know, all of a sudden they were finding hundreds of thousands of birds dropped out of the sky for no reason. And the so-called expert scientists said, oh, we don't know why that happened. And then there was several hundred thousand fish in a river all of a sudden were killed and floating dead. Again, oh, we don't know why that happened. And, you know, my conclusion is basically, they were testing out the mass killing energy weapons, and they proved very successful on creatures like fish and birds. So, which means
now it's wildfires, and now it's wildfires and tsunamis and hurricanes and oh my God! I mean,
I mean, there's so much obvious proof that these fires were started with directed energy.
And
it never makes it on the news, you know? I mean, it's just so friggin' obvious.
The wildfires are all over the news, but the point is that the people, what do you take on that? On the wildfires, like the, well, I remember going back to, not Pasadena, Paradise, California.
Yeah.
I know people that were out there, and they risked their lives to go down the roads.
Hey, you want to hear something?
All kind of footage of melted cars.
The people that run this radio station, that's where they used to live. They lost everything. They lived in paradise.
What do you mean, in the radio station?
Yeah, the people that own this radio station, they were living in paradise when it happened, you know, and they lost everything. And talk about how all the crooks are together in this. When they couldn't salvage the home or anything like that, they lost a lot of electronic equipment and all kinds of other things. And the town was in shambles, but the town still had the audacity to be charging them property tax. Can you believe that? Is that sick or what?
Yeah, because they're not providing a service. How can
yeah.
you?
But they were still charging the residents who own property there taxes as if everything was normal. And the place was unlivable, but you still had to pay full taxes. Can you believe that? That's how sick these things are.
That's a sham. That's horrible. That's, I don't know, unforgivable.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The people in the town, the whole town of Paradise, ought to come together and just not pay it.
Yeah, well, everyone, there was no one there anymore. But they were still getting bills because the property was still deeded to them, and the town authority was looking to squeeze money out of these poor people that got chased out by the fire.
That's amazing, you know. The property tax has to do with services rendered.
Yeah.
Just
for
your own
money.
Well,
you know,
that's all theft. It's all theft.
Yeah, property
really,
tax.
Really
well, that's a whole scam, too, about the property. I don't know the full details on it, but I tell you what I've heard, that everybody gets tricked when you buy a piece of property. It has to do with the surveying of the property. Your ownership to the property is not based on a real land survey. It's based on a false document created by the locality that says we have the right to tax you on our information. It has nothing to do with the real survey. And they get you to sign the papers on their fraudulent documents, and you sign away your rights to really owning that property, and you sign an obligation
that
you're going to pay whatever taxes they incur on you. And everybody gets sucked into this because you don't know any better. But it's all being done illegally.
Just renting. Yeah. Well, they do tell you in the documents. They do in your deed or your certificate. They have the certificate of title. They never give you the title. So that's why I kind of laugh at this stuff, because you're only a tenant. If you really read the fine print,
exactly. That's kind of how it all gets fraudulent, and you think they're being honest with you, and you never think that they're that crooked that they're going to con you into signing a document that makes you obligatory to whatever taxes they want to impose upon you. You know, and then you never really get to own your land. I mean, if you really own your land, they couldn't force you to pay taxes now, right?
Yeah. And then
But that's it. You don't really own it because they've tricked you.
Yes. Well, they created what's known as the straw man. They created a straw man that isn't really even you.
Not to mention the birth certificate problem where they create the straw man.
Oh, man, that's another disgrace. I mean,
I know. Your mother gets tricked into signing a document, you know, that she doesn't believe the hospital is going to be part of a conspiracy. And she doesn't know any better, you know. The mother they tell her, oh, you got to sign your baby out, sign this, you know, and they just go along with it.
Yeah, well, they were going even back then, they were going beyond that, man. The vaccination issue is more of a concern right now. And by the way, just a couple of weeks ago, a doctor, I urge the people listening to look up Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Joseph Sansone were on the same visual program, and the stuff about the vaccinations is going to come out within the next few weeks. Man, it's mind-boggling.
I'm familiar with
it. It is mind-boggling. They have the Pfizer and Moderna.
I know there's I hope the public finally wakes up to the scam with the vaccines.
Oh, wow, it's very bad, because what Moderna and Pfizer did is they tampered with the genetic code. With genetic code, they have their code spliced in the DNA. So this all has to come out. It has to be, they've proved it amongst many groups. It was actually done in Germany. And this guy goes way back. And so does Dr. Joseph Sansone is part of the National American Renaissance Movement. Put a little plug in for that. The National American Renaissance Movement, and this Dr. Joseph Sansone is a board member of that. And he got one of the major, and he's got a lawsuit, too, going in Florida. He's got a lawsuit going against the vaccines. So, and a lot of people are picking up in other states, and they're doing the same thing. It's going to take a little bit more time. But we behoove people now. You better be skeptical. Better be skeptical.
Here's something I came across just recently that the vaccine companies were doing. They found that people in South America and some of Central America were least resistive to taking these DNA changing vaccines. And right now, there is a whole group of humanity that they're not regular humans anymore. They've been altered, and they're considered hybrids. And they got away with this down in South America and Central America. And a lot of the people on migrating up to the border are these hybrid humans that can be controlled in the masses by electronic control devices. And that's why the big surge of all the illegals coming up to the Mexican border, that's part of the scam that's been being perpetrated against the people of the United States. And it has to do with the DNA altering humans so they can be easily mind controlled by electronic devices. And these are the people who've been sneaking into America, you know? And
they're working on that. They're working on a certain, I don't know what they call it, subset. They're working on that within the next few years. They will be able to make something that can alleviate that problem, but it's one major problem that it has changed a genetic code of the DNA. I'm not a doctor. I'm not one of the biolab techs, but people in our groups are. So, and what they're going to do is they're going to be able to stop that. They're going to be able to make the body not recognize that genetic code. They're working on that, and then this stuff will all go away. So they're hoping for that. I mean, it's like a big breakthrough just a couple of weeks ago. And now you should be able to go online and see it. It doesn't matter what venue you go on, even Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Now Twitter's X, I think. And so you go on any one of the venues, because we're on every venue. We post on every venue all throughout the world. And so we definitely wanted to get these doctors are like in the top of their fields. And, people should be listening to the creators.
The creators. Simultaneously. And,
It would be good if they could do it simultaneously. That would be the best thing to do.
There's, one of my favorite movies is called They Live, where they killed the broadcasting signal, and all of a sudden the aliens who were disguised as humans, everybody could see what they really look like.
Yeah, well, we had those special glasses on. I remember. That was a really good movie.
Yeah, They Live, yeah. And apparently that's kind of like very close to the real situation. We still have a lot of creatures walking around disguised as humans. And they're in all aspects of life. Certainly in
government. in the mid 70s, late 70s, there was a woman that I met in 2001, where she was about 75, 76, 77, in the mid 70s. She was an understudy to the guy from Germany, Werner von Braun, that worked on the atomic bomb, right? So she was the understudy. And yeah, through the years with him, over 20 years, in 2001, just prior to 9/11, she spilled all the beans about that. Her name was Carol Rosen. Now you can visually see it. It's called the Disclosure Project. And there's a well-known guy throughout the United States and the world, actually, by the name of Stephen Greer, who does all the UFOs and the extraterrestrial stuff and space. And so Stephen Greer brought her on with a bunch of military and government agents, and they all testified at this hearing about, interstellar connection and space. Her part was with space-based weapons. And then they actually put together a documentary in 2004. I went to that conference, too. But I met her in New York. And that was just before 9/11. She knew about all that, 9/11.
Before it happened.
Huh? That knew, but she... Yeah, and that's why 9/11, most of Americans still believe the nonsense. It's a shame. It really is. Most Americans don't have a clue about 9/11. There's about maybe a tenth now because, we're in 2025 now. It took 25 years, just about.
Yeah. Nobody's talking about the current buildings in New York City and Manhattan that could be turned into energy weapons. They're right there
definitely
in your face, but nobody's even talking about it,
The new towers just like is made for that, the way they have the new tower built.
Yeah, exactly. It's all geometric, ready. They could probably access it from another dimension even, and put out some
air for like a giant
antenna. Nobody's
even
paying attention to anything like that, Here's what's crazy. I tried to contact through the email site. God only knows who reads the emails for the Galactic. It's called Cobra Resistance. Cobra's the guy who was the spokesperson for the Galactic Confederation. And I told them that. And I got no response. I tried to warn them about the buildings in New York. Hey, we come to the end of the show. Thanks for calling in, Frank. I got to end the show.
Yeah, you got to keep on doing the good work, man. Keep doing it. I mean, from your book. I mean, look now, you got a radio station.
Thanks for calling in. I got to go. Okay, people, tell your friends to tune in next week and do the countdown now. We're going to take the end of the show, and you're going to hear some of my music after the countdown. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here it is. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, 'cause I caught their is sleeping. I don't want to join until I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I